Thank you, Sarah.
To conclude this first part of Chatterbox this week, we report plans to connect the bus station to St Stephen Street and of revised plans to repair the clock tower on City Hall. But we start with news that 20 daring souls will travel to Wales to raise funds for the NNAB.
It's the world's fastest and Europe's longest zip line. Thrill seekers can reach speeds of up to 100 miles an hour on the one-mile-long aerial runway in Bethesda in North Wales. Next month, 20 daredevils from across the county will take a ride on the Zip World Zip Line to raise money for a Norfolk charity. Organised by the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, or NNAB, the charity will take their two minibuses packed with fundraisers to Wales on May the 20th. Two of the people taking part are husband and wife Robert and Emily Coyle. The couple, who live in Cossey, are hoping to raise £500 between them for the NNAB because they come across people through their work who have used its services. Mr. Coyle said, "My wife works at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital as an occupational therapist, and she knows the charity from her work there. I myself am a primary school teacher at Stretton School in Norwich, and every year I teach the pupils about blindness and visual impairment. The charity helps a lot of people every day without a lot of exposure. It is local, and they help a lot of people I've met through the Scouts and their work." The 38-year-old said he is slightly apprehensive about taking on the zip line, which is launched from a 500-foot-high platform. "It's something a little bit different," he said. "I think these things always have to be a bit of a challenge."
A link which would enable pedestrians to get to Norwich's bus station via St Stephen Street could be created through the former BHS store. Norwich City Council bosses have long wanted a direct link to the Surrey Street bus station from one of the city centre's main shopping streets. At the moment, people can only get to the bus station via Surrey Street or Queen's Road. So City Hall officers highlighted a desire for such a link in the St Stephen's Master Plan, a blueprint for how the area should be developed. Plans have been lodged with the City Council to turn the former Aviva Towers in St Stephen Street into homes for 740 students. Developer Crown Student Living wants to refurbish the towers, which have stood empty for 8 years, so that students from the University of East Anglia and the Norwich University of Arts can live there. A link to the towers from the bus station is planned, and as part of the proposals, the developers looked at whether a purpose-built walkway through from the bus station to St Stephen Street could be provided, but they have concluded it was neither viable or feasible. However, Aviva investors, who sold the site to Crown Student Living, have agreed to invest money into the empty store formerly occupied by BHS, which could create a route. That is because BHS has a back door which would link through to the bus station.
Plans to use a crane to help fix Norwich's iconic City Hall clock tower have been scrapped after experts decided it could damage the historic landmark. Norwich City Council planned to use a crane to remove five finials, long vertical pieces of metal on the tower, in order that they could be repaired. But a council spokeswoman said, "After careful assessment, experts concluded that the finials would likely cause damage to the fabric of the clock tower if they were removed and replaced. So that work is now being done in situ. As we didn't have the expense of bringing in a crane on two separate occasions, we took the opportunity to get the clock hands repaired and re-gilded. So they've been taken away by Michael Mayer, the Norwich-based company which specialises in preserving and restoring some of the country's largest clocks." She said the overall cost should still be around the £200,000 estimate.
Waiters will race through Norwich on May the 16th as part of a UK-wide celebration of front-of-house roles. National Waiters Day, a campaign led by the Springboard charity, aims to showcase the hard work of front-of-house staff, as well as the potential for rewarding careers in the hospitality industry. As part of the campaign, which is now entering its fifth year, a race between waiters from local cafes and restaurants will take place. Norwich's race has been organised by the Library Restaurant and entry costs £10. Fred Sirier, founder of Norwich National Waiters Day, said, "It's essential that we promote the ocean of career opportunities hospitality has to offer, celebrate the hard work of front-of-house professionals, and encourage more people to begin great careers in hospitality."
A modern church in the heart of a Norwich community is at risk of severe water damage unless thousands of pounds is raised. St Matthew's Church and Community Centre on Telegraph Lane West in Thorpe St Andrew has to use buckets to catch rainwater because of problems with the tiled roof, which needs replacing. The extensive repairs will cost £100,000, and so far £10,000 has been raised by the churchgoers since January 2017. But the Religious Centre, built in 1982, is launching its appeal today at a church community event to raise the outstanding £90,000 by the end of the year. Sharon Malta, parishioner and appeal coordinator, said, "St Matthew's Church and Community Centre is used on a daily basis, not just for worship, but for the whole community. The roof is leaking badly, so everything has to be stripped back and replaced. The problem gets worse the longer you leave it. Nobody would expect a building of 30 years to require a new roof. Once the roof is repaired and watertight, the building can be used for many years to come." She added, because the church was a modern building, it did not qualify for heritage lottery grants.
A controversial multi-million pound shake-up of how traffic is managed in Norwich has been hit by a fresh blunder after a £700,000 project had to be put on hold because it was going over budget. Work was due to begin on a shared cycle path along Eaton Street between Eaton and Cringleford on the edge of Norwich this month as part of a bigger scheme. But council bosses have had to postpone the work after finding that the construction costs and price of managing traffic had started to go over budget. They have put it on hold while they figure out which sections of it they can afford to do. A spokesman for Transport for Norwich, the joint Norwich City Council and Norfolk County Council project behind the £315 million changes around the city, said it was during talks with contractor Tarmac to finalise costs that the budget issues became clear. She said, "Due to the complexity of the project, these costs have started to exceed the budget and funding available, meaning that we need to postpone work to review the individual elements involved."
That's all for this part of Chatterbox. In a few moments, Marianne Penn and John Francis will have more news and a feature recalling a bad week for Norwich in 1942. So for now, it's goodbye from me, Rupert Hipwell, and goodbye from her,
Sarah Lomax.